October 12, 2015, Dakota County Board of Corrections, 3 p.m., Dakota County Board of Equalization, 3:01 p.m., Dakota County Board of Commissioners, 3:02 p.m.
I call the Board of Correction meeting in order. Will you please stand and join the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
A current copy of the Open Meeting Act prospectus in the West Wall near to the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The first agenda on the meeting is consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes, October 14, 2015.
So moved.
Second.
Move to approve the consent agenda items by Commissioner Scott Love and second by Commissioner McNear. Call roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes. Motion carried. New business. Sheriff, y'all report, please.
Well, for September, we averaged about 103 inmates, county 87, federal 8, juveniles 2. I don't know what you guys, what do you want me to read off this? The whole thing or?
Front and back.
You want to start on the back?
Start on the back.
5% under budget for the month, so I think that's the important one.
That's
to me.
The one we like to see.
Yeah. Sheriff's Office, 41 bookings, South Sioux, 39, courts, 9. They're all there, gentlemen and ladies. June, we haven't got June yet. So, see June missing? There was a transitional period.
Oh, yeah.
I can't find them.
Okay.
But everything's going good. No more cable TV.
No more cable TV. I think that's a good move.
They'll pay for the internet.
That's good.
So, how did that go over with the inmates?
We tricked them.
You did.
I lied. Told them the cable was out, and I'm doing everything I get them to get them TV. Huh. So
they got the basic channels. I would.
They get like
15
channels.
Yeah.
And haven't heard a complaint. As a matter of fact, 3 of them said, "We actually want it that way. There's too many channels, and we fight over them."
Good point.
Good move. Good move.
Got some people out on work release too now.
We're getting a few more of them. That's a good thing. I think we got 4 right now.
That's good. Okay.
Hopefully more.
Any more questions for Sheriff? If it is, then good report.
So real quick, I signed a contract for long lines of bringing fiber in. Okay. Talked with Joan about that. There's also another contract up for the generator. Mind if I sign that? It's like $1,100 for a maintenance contract for the year. Is that something you want to sign, or you guys want to sign that? Or
is that what's coming?
Is that every year?
I don't know if it's...
I haven't found a file on it, so I don't know. I just know the new one.
I know that we do have a maintenance contract on it.
I think that is it.
Change the oil.
I think.
Make sure
I'm
saying it doesn't go up. I need to sign it. Yeah. It's the same thing.
I'd see what the maintenance contract was last year, Chris.
They have 2 prices. One is without oil changes and stuff, and it's about $200 more for the one with the oil changes and stuff. So it's about $1,200, I think.
Well, it's either way, we can sign it or you can sign it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I would let them do the oil changes.
Yeah.
Do the filters and be responsible for everything.
You bet.
Doesn't have wheels on it, but it's the same thing. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Item B, approved Michelle Rader and Randall White Waltz as authorized signers for the jail bank account. Commissioner Petty Cash in house arrest. We need a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve Michelle Rager and Randall Walsh as authorized signers on the jail bank account for Petty Cash and house arrest.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Busquets, second by Commissioner Roddy. Call roll, please.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you. Sure. Thank you, Chair. Correction Committee reports. I don't think there's any. Mail and emergency business. No. Public comments. Anybody from the public has anything to comment about the Board of Corrections? No. At this point, I handle for the Board of Qualification. Rick, you there?
Okay, we're going to open up the Board of Corrections and near the entrance. The Board of Equalization. And near the entrance is a current copy of the Open Meeting Act for anyone to view. Sheree, would you call roll, please?
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, approval of the previous minutes, August 17th, 2015.
So moved.
Seconded.
Got a motion by Bill Roddy and a second by Tony Gomez. We'll call roll.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes. Under new business, board to levy the necessary taxes for 2015-2016 year and certify all levies for Dakota County and political subdivisions.
I would move to accept the necessary taxes for 15-16 and certify all levies for the Dakota County and political subdivisions.
Second.
A motion by Bill Roddy and a second by Dick McNair. You want to call roll, Sheree?
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Hey, you've got to brag a little bit about the 0.33, right? Kind of nice.
We got a closed session to discuss settlement negotiations in SSCNE versus LP versus Dakota County Board of Equalization.
I would move to go into closed session.
Second.
We got a motion by Bill Roddy and a second by Scott Love to go into closed session.
Don't save
the fees. There'll be a few
minutes. Lots of the couple are on now. Other couple are on.
Be a good day.
Welcome back to our own day.
Well, how in the hell are they going to find their seats when they come back?
I don't know.
They're going to fight. The reason is negotiations between SSCNE, LP versus Dakota County Board of Equalization.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
I need a motion to come out of closed session.
So moved.
Got a motion by Bill Roddy and a second by Dick McNair. Sheree, you want to call roll, please?
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, board to take possible settlement action on the SSCNE LP versus Dakota County.
I move to table until we can get our county assessor here, maybe an appraiser that did this appraisal.
Okay.
Seconded.
Yep,
we got a motion by Bill Roddy and a second by Tony Gomez to table the decision on the SSCNE LP versus Dakota County Board of Equalization. Want to call roll, please?
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to move to item D, closed session to discuss settlement between negotiations in Mid-America Shopping Center, LLC versus Dakota County Board of Equalization. And I want to reiterate, we're going into a closed session to negotiate the Mid-America Shopping Center LLC versus Dakota County Board of Equalization. Sure, you want to call roll?
So move.
Yeah, a second.
Oh. Sorry. Got a motion by Bill Rohde and a second by Scott Love to go into closed session.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes. Okay. Okay, I need a motion to come.
I'm out of session. So move to come out of closed session.
I got a motion by Tony Gomez and a second by Bill Rohde to come out of closed session.
Okay, we're done. Everybody have a good night. See you later. Come on in.
Wishful thing.
Very wishful.
I figured that's what you were doing in here, Scott.
Pat Engle. Pat Engle.
Rick. You call roll. Call roll, please, Sherry.
Bill.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
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 Rick.
Yes.
Dick.
Yes.
Okay.
I move to accept the settlement negotiation between Dakota County and MSP.
All right, we've got a motion by Bill Rohde.
Second.
And a second by Dick McNair to settle with Mid-America Shopping Center LLC versus Dakota County Board of Equalization for the 4.9 mil. Sheree, you want to call roll, please?
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, any corrections, committee reports, mail or emergency business, public comment? Okay, I'm going to hand it back over to Tony.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you. Now I'm going to call the Board of Commissioners meeting in order. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act posted at the west wall in there to the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes, September 28, 2015. Approval of the payroll claim. Approved chair to sign certification of the cost allocation plan to recover indirect costs associated with the federal funded program and declare district court office of the fiscal year 2016. We review, Rick and myself, the payroll claims. Everything seems under normal situation, so we need a motion to accept the consent agenda items.
So moved.
I'll second it, Tony.
Moved by Commissioner Busquet and second by Commissioner Love to approve the consent agenda items. Call roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Now, we move on unfinished business.
Showtime. Showtime.
Agenda item must have a motion to take them from the table. Discussion and action with the contingencies regarding the city of subsidiary request for $1.2 million county monies to be spent in Veterans Drive Development Arterial Street and Project. At this time, I would like to have the public discussion.
Tony, I'll make a motion to remove it from the table so it can be discussed, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Yes, I'll make that motion.
And I'll second it.
Motion by Scott to remove discussion from the table. Second by Busquet. Call roll.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
And I think what Tony is getting at is we'd like to have viewpoints from people on what their feelings are with this project and how they feel about the county being involved.
So yeah, you all showed up here. Don't be shy. Come on, stand up. Let's hear it. Mr. Engel, come on down.
I don't know Mr. Engel, but Pat.
Okay, Pat.
It's been a long time since I've been down here. I used to be on the board years ago, school board first, and then down here. And I sat in your chair for a year.
You can have it.
And I want to appreciate you having it. I don't
Thank
want
you.
It again,
Thank
but
you.
But it's I just want to give you a little history of serving on the board. When I first got on the board, they were quite frugal for a lot of years. All the equipment we had was over 20 years old. So we did start a program where we started updating equipment a piece at a time so that that would never happen again. I think you're probably still doing that. Yeah. And then another thing we did, which is just a lot of controversy all the time about what you're doing, but I was on road committee, and the reason I got on road committee because that's where I got all my calls. So I thought I might as well get on there. Maybe I could do something. But one thing, we went around and the county, I and Bob Garvey, and checked out on for minimum maintenance roads. You know, because some of them are only used at harvest time and on spring for planting time. And the rest of the year, some are really long roads where you had to maintain them all the time. And we were short of money then, as you are now. I think that's kind of something that happens in every government entity. So anyhow, we got that done, and it worked quite well. We had complaints, of course, but over the year, it's worked out pretty good. But then also, when I was on the board, I was chairman that year, had the opportunity to get rid of a couple road superintendents, and we finally hired the perfect one. And he had experience, a lot of experience in with roads, and he had been around. So we hired him, but we forgot to ask one question because when he left the building, he got arrested because he was driving on suspended license. We forgot to ask if he had a driver's license. And, you know, and you get a lot of flack over certain things like that. Little things can really get to you, too. But what I'm getting at is another thing, too, when I was at the school board and this board, what I liked was that joint meeting we had with the school and the county and the city, and where we could share certain services and also share purchasing power. So, you know, if you're buying oil, whether you're buying different things, you can buy it together, buy it in mass, and you're going to save money. And I think you're probably still doing that. I'm not sure, but I think you probably are.
The joint county meetings still exist.
Yeah.
And I think it's the only one in existence in Nebraska anymore.
Well, see, in Lincoln, when I was down in Lincoln, I used that for an example. I said how these cities and counties can get along just by getting along and sharing things, and it's going to work better for everybody in the county, taxpayers and everybody else. So anyhow, and in some cases, well, evidently I wasn't a very good salesman because we're the only ones yet. But it's still a good concept, and I'm glad you're still doing that. But the thing is, with this particular project in South Sioux City, I think it's down the road, and you can't look at today and tomorrow because you're always going to be short of money. But the thing is, you got to look at the future. In another 10, 15 years from now, when all those houses are built, you probably got the same thing I got here as far as, you know, there's going to be high-end houses. There's going to be expensive houses. And then the receipts are really going to start coming in. And that's what you got to look at down the road as far as what's good for the whole area, South Sioux City and Dakota County, because, you know, everybody in the county, including South Sioux City, we are part of the county, are taxpayers. So we're all paying our taxes. And I think down the road, you're going to see those, to reap those benefits. So I think it's important that you do that. Like I said, I haven't kept up on everything, but I understand this gas tax that they passed in Lincoln. You know, in the next three or four years, you're going to wind up with $150,000 to $200,000. And I know you have places for that. But as far as your bridges and your roads, et cetera, et cetera. But the thing is, from what I understand, too, your payment over the next several years would be about $60,000 a year on your 1.2. And so that, to me, I can see some excess there, especially when you're looking at the benefits down the road, not today. And things don't happen overnight. As you know, you've been here long enough, you know, most of you guys, you don't accomplish things overnight. So you got to take down, you know, in the future. So I would encourage you to really support this project with the city and the school and a private entity this time. That's the first time you've had all four of you involved. Before, it's just been the three. So I would certainly encourage you that. And I want to thank you for all your hard work, because I know this isn't easy down here. And I want to thank you for letting me talk for a little bit, because like I say, it's been a long time since I've been here, and it might be a long time before I come back. But thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else from the audience?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Lance Hedquist, City of South Sioux City. I did want to indicate that in talking with the mayor and the council, that it is our recommendation that the amount that the county put in be reduced from the $1.2 million down to $850,000. We think it is important that we're all working together to improve the city, the county, the school, and everyone to get new development to occur. So anyway, we're suggesting that the amount be reduced from the 1.2 to $850,000.
Thank you, Lansky. I was informed last Friday, and I passed it along to the board members. So,
but that has not been changed in the interlocal agreement.
No,
yet.
It hasn't. Nothing in writing. So that, okay.
Excuse me, one count. My suggestion on the agreement would be approve the agreement with the revision to the 850.
Sure.
That's where I would go.
Okay. Thank you, Lance. Lori.
Lori Warner, South Sioux City Area Chamber of Commerce. My perspective is representing the business community and how wonderful this would be for the growth of our future community as South Sioux and Dakota County. And the other side of that, of course, is the school district and looking at the improvements that they want to make for our community. All of those are great selling points when we're trying to grow and we're outreaching to people for them to move here. And this would be a great opportunity to show that now we can have a place, a nice development for them to live in. So we think that's really important. So we are, again, in favor of this. Also because it is, again, a great joint project that we can show us all working together on. So thank you.
Thank you, Lori. Pat, come on. State your name for the record.
Pat Wolchek. I'm actually here for United Real Estate Solutions. But, you know, guys, I have come forward in front of you guys many times on different committees emphasizing the need for real estate growth. What an opportunity we have right here. I realize, too, that it's a big dollar amount for our county. However, if we get these homes going, which we have said we've needed for so long in South Sioux and Dakota County, we get these going, it's going to be a win-win situation. So as a taxpayer, as a resident in South Sioux, and as a business person, I feel like this is a great, especially on the real estate aspect of this.
Thank you, Pat.
You're welcome.
Anybody else in the floor? That's your time to make any comments. Lance Morgan.
My name's Lance Morgan with Ho-Chunk, Inc., and we're the private part of this development, I suppose. And I just wanted to mention, I've been getting a lot of grief in Winnebago. Lance is building houses in South Sioux City, but what about Winnebago, right? So this is already causing me trouble. So
you too.
Yeah, I bet. But just to give you some sense, we handed out some pictures, I think. And, you know, those aren't the final drawings. Those are like the sketches that we were going to develop into more colored art, but that's as close as I could get for this time period. But, you know, we paid, you know, I think $3 million for the land. We've agreed to put in $1.2 million into this road project. And then all that does is give me the right to spend a lot more money. And so we're going to drop probably another $3 to $4 million right away, mm-hmm. just on the infrastructure. And then we've got a lot of projects that we're going to have to stimulate there. I mean, we're not just going to put some lots out there and say, all right, come by. You know, we're going to have to build some up. So we'll probably have another $10 million invested this, you know, within the next year or so. And so we're talking about, you know, a commitment that all that does is get the ball rolling on this. And this might be, you know, there might be multiple phases, and this might take, you know, 10, 15 years to do. And it's a very large-scale project. But in the end, what you're going to have is one heck of a community in addition to not just South Sioux City, but really the Siouxland area. And it's going to draw back a lot of the people who left to go to Dakota Dunes or Whispering Creek or something like that back into our side of the river in the community. You know, every time I look at real estate, you know, a house for sale, I don't know how many times I've seen a lot of Nebraska stuff in the basements over in Iowa or in South Dakota. And so I think we have the citizen here. We just have to give them what they want, I think, in terms of a place to live. And that's what we're offering. And I think that and the fact that we're local, I think, makes it better, and it means our commitment will be there for the long term. But you know, if we do this, and I really hope you do, and I appreciate you even considering it, I mean, all that really is going to do is get the ball rolling on something much, much larger. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lance. Burn.
My name is Tony Gomez.
Aww. I wish I could be that tall.
I'm Vernon Fisher, superintendent of schools. Just a couple of quick comments about this whole effort. First of all, it's the first time in my educational career that I saw four different entities come together really looking at what's best for not only the community but the county as a whole, and each of us wanting to get to a point where we see an outcome that can benefit all parties involved. And it's really hard for me to imagine that when we're successful with this endeavor, that each entity, whether it's the school or the county, will benefit positively from this interaction. In association with our school board, our school board is excited about the next steps connected to this project. We're certainly, from a school perspective, fully behind it, and look forward to hopefully seeing the fruition of our work, your work, come together. So, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bear. Anybody else from the? Yes, Pat. Yes.
You, Pat Wolchek. And you guys made me nervous the first time, but I just want to reinforce a little bit what Lance was saying too. When I have served on different committees, the number one concern I always said was, one is we need more housing, two, we're losing our longtime South Sioux City or county residents here because going to Dakota Dunes, so forth. So now we really have the opportunity to maybe get back some and keep some here from transferring on for better housing, taxes, everything. You know, and like I said, I've been on many, many committees, and that was always my emphasis was, as real estate aspect of this, we need to keep the citizens here and have people coming into our community. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's a good comment.
I'll keep it short. Rod Koch, Mayor of South Sioux City. I want to thank you guys, first of all, because I know Scott, I, Rick, we've all had a lot of discussions. We've had a lot of meetings on this. And this is a risk for you guys, and we realize that. And you guys are sticking your necks out there. You know, we get that, you know. And but as you can see, we have, it sounds like it's going to be a risk for all of us, I guess, to make something happen from what I can see. I've handed you something out, kind of talked about what we talked about. I'm not going to sit here and go over this again. But I sit and listen to everybody come up here and talk about risk. And talk about how much it's worth it and how much you have to take it to advance yourself. And we know you guys represent an entire county. We know you guys represent a lot of farmers. We know you guys represent not just South Sioux City. We get that. So we know you have a little bit of a decision to make. But we just want to say, you know, you kind of know what it is. I'm not going to go over it again. Thanks for considering it. Thanks for talking to us. And we appreciate what you've done. And just you know, thanks for everything you've done. If you have any questions after we're done talking, feel free to call any one of us back up here again on the amount or what we're doing or where the housing is. Having a private investor willing to take this leap of faith with us is just amazing to me.
It's huge.
It's huge. And so I commend those guys too. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor. Anybody else from the public?
You know, listen, can I say something real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
And it's exciting to listen to everybody, and it's awesome, I appreciate it, but who I really, really like to listen to is the Godfather, Leonard Gill. I'd like to have him come up and say a few things.
Where's yours, sir?
I didn't plan on coming up there and saying anything.
You was or was not?
Wasn't planning.
Okay, well, I figured you was.
No.
Well, I've listened to everyone, and I've had serious discussions with everybody in the room. Not everybody completely, but to some of the farm folks back here and everybody involved here. And I think this project is too important for it not to happen. We have too much low-income housing in South Sioux City. So we need an area like this where. And I've listened to people talk about people going to the dunes, going over to Sergeant Bluffs for the school district over there. And so it's been a long time since anything of this size, this opportunity has presented itself to South Sioux City. And we have Mr. Morgan back here who, he does what he says he's going to do, and he'll get it done. So I have a lot of confidence in that. So. I think the people that are going to be, I don't think anybody's going to be hurt. But it's going to take a while to get the money back. Any investment, nothing pays for itself over a short term. It takes a while to get the money back. So I happen to be sort of in the construction business, but not anymore. But it is going to make for a lot of work for a lot of contractors, all the city, all the paving, all the sewer water. The building, it's kind of like a miniature CF Industries over here in South Sioux City. So all in all, it's the right thing to do. And I'll get some criticism probably from somebody for standing up here and saying this, but I say what I think, and I don't just say something without thinking it over. So I've given it a lot of thought. So I never like to be on the losing side of anything.
Has that ever happened to you?
Well, probably so.
Four times this year.
Got beat up on it.
But anyway, I always like to work with unanimous decisions. So I hope you guys will consider, when I go to a city council meeting and so forth, making a proposal, I hate to have dissenters. I like the unanimous vote. So there's five here, and I hope to vote unanimous.
Thank you. Thank you, Leonard.
Leonard, thank you for letting me put you on the spot. I appreciate you coming. Well,
thank you.
I think that happened. You do that all the time.
Anybody else from the public? Go ahead.
Sorry, I forgot to mention this. It's Lance Morgan again, for the record. You know, we're working on that NatoCAD casino initiative, and, you know, we're putting a lot of funding into that operation. And I learned a lot from this process, and I don't know if you realize this, but we put into the ballot initiative, it'll be voted on, hopefully, that 25% of the tax money would go to the local governmental entities. And, you know, watching this process play out and realizing the amount of money, how tight it can be in what you're doing. And I've had some conversations with, I think, the county treasurer or something, you know, who got on me about it. And so we took that into consideration. And if it goes forward, that would also mean additional tax dollars also for the community. So I thought I'd mention it.
Thank you, Lance. Thanks for coming. Anybody else on the bullet? If it isn't, at this point, Mr. Chair, I would like to do a little comment. I think this is an opportunity for the board and Dakota County to think about very seriously that we want to grow or we want to stay the way we are. I think you guys heard what the public input and what they said about the whole situation. Now it's time of discussion among the board members. What do you guys want to say? Any comments?
Well, I was going to make a lot of comments, but I think everybody here in the audience kind of covered a lot of the things that I were going to say. I'm going to be honest with you. I've been wishy-washy with this, and I know this has been going on for several months. And I've been for it. I've been against it. I've been for it. And you got to realize, I know that we represent the whole county, but when it comes to county and beating the drum that we've always been beating, you know, the bridges that we have and the roads and, you know, the farmers and a lot of the big taxpayers. I mean, we're all taxpayers. I get that. You know, there's nothing I hate worse than somebody calls me up and is like, you know, I'm a taxpayer. Well, we're all taxpayers. Okay. But I guess, you know, you get some of those big taxpayers and you know, they got to, you know, run around on different roads to because they can't go across a bridge. And I think the county has 52 bridges, and I think we have four critical and two that are completely out of commission right now.
59 bridges and 9 critical.
52, Fred, correct?
Two out of service.
So, but I couldn't agree more with, you know, with everybody, you know, Pat and you know, the mayor and Lance and everybody getting up here. And of course, Leonard, you know, the investment to make an $850,000 investment, and I've said this since day one, and if people like to hear it or not, I think it's a do-or-die situation for South Sioux. I think it would be awesome. And the long-term investment, you know, the monies that the $850,000, the dividends that a lot of us probably won't see. Dick, you'll still be here, I'm sure. but all joking aside, I think it's a great idea. And to my recollection, I think that this has been trying to happen for several decades. You know, trying to do something like this, and like you said, you got a private investor, which is, you know, a huge backing, and you know, the city and the school. And I said this: you put a school up, it's like a Walmart. Everybody wants to build around a school. You know, so I think it's a great idea.
Good. Anybody else? Any?
I've heard everybody talk. And I know Pat. I listen to Pat talk. I'm on the road department. We got farmers out here, I'm going to be truthful, we got farmers out here that's driving, getting their fields, getting their crops out. They're driving maybe 10 miles out of their way because of bridges. They can't cross them. And that's what I was upset about. When I heard this deal about the gas tax coming in, I said, oh, boy, we can start fixing bridges. Well, then all of a sudden this comes along. Well, there goes some of our tax dollars, our gas tax. But I'm undecided about it. But we'll wait till the vote comes up and we'll see what happens.
Any comments? Nobody? Rick? No?
Any comments from you, Chair?
No, the reason I remember 59 bridges and the great comments up. So I've been in Washington, D.C. three times begging congressmen and senators about, hey, we need money for county roads, you know, and we need money. So that's why I remember. If there's any more comments about this big project and big decision for the county and for the city and for all of us in general and the taxpayers in Dakota County, we'd like to see a motion.
I will make a motion to engage into this awesome adventure with the school, the city, and Ho-Chunk with the contingencies of the interlocal agreement, making sure that it reads the way it needs to read. Fair statement?
That's your motion.
That's my motion. I'm sorry? Of the $850,000?
Yes. It's still being drafted. So.
Okay. Well, that was part of the making sure that the draft of the interlocal agreement was going to read properly. So, but that is my motion.
I second it. Now, moved by Commissioner Love and seconded by myself, we need a roll call.
Dick?
Well, when I first come in, I was going to vote no. But now I've heard all these guys talking. And if we only got to come up with 60, I will vote yes this time.
Bill?
No.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Absolutely.
Rick?
Yes.
Okay, well, what's your carry? 4-4 and...
4-1, that's exciting. All right, we're good.
Thank you very much. And thank you. Forward. Thank you, guys. Thank you for coming. If you want to stay, more than welcome. If you don't, it's up to you. We're going to keep moving in our business.
Hey, Lance Morgan, thanks for everything.
Thank you.
People.
Thanks.
Good to work.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. I know I'm going to get asked
chewing,
but that's
all right. Hey, Mr. Engel, thanks. Good seeing you.
Hey, it's always a pleasure. Keep up the good work, guys.
Okay, new business. Jim Clark, Assistant Chief Regional Hazmat Coordinator, Sioux City Fire Department, to request the board approve an addendum to the current agreement for the provision of the hazardous material response service between the city, Sioux City, Iowa, and Dakota County, Nebraska, under Chapter 28E Code of Iowa, changing the current annual charge from $85 for capital. To $1 to reflect an increase of $366.60 per year from $2,077.40 to $2,444.00 effective October 20, 2015.
You've been very patient,
Jim.
Not a problem.
Thank you for coming.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. We're being a little proactive because the current contract doesn't expire until 2017, but with budgets needing to be formalized and worked on and all that prior to, in order to give you time to absorb this and plan for it, we wanted to make sure we got ahead of it so that everybody was aware that our proposal is to go from 85 cents to $1, and it might seem like it just happened that you guys signed the contract, because you did a year ago, but we want to try to keep all of our contracts on the same schedule. And so we actually started this whole program back in 1997. And we've got 12 counties in Iowa. We've got the city of South Sioux City, and then we've got Dakota Covington Fire District. And all of the contracts all expire in June 30th of 2017. And so we're just trying to give you a heads up, talk about what the increase would mean. And for Dakota County, it would be $366.60. Our costs over the last almost 20 years have gone up. A lot of it has to do with wages and cost of equipment, and every time we turn around, you know, things cost us more too. And so we're just trying to be proactive. So I give you a copy of the proposed agreement, and then also just a little bit of information in a letter. And I'm just here to answer any questions you might have and just give you a heads up for planning purposes, the proposed increase.
Well, I appreciate you guys providing these services. I mean, we have no other option, and it's, I don't know if we probably haven't used it.
I was going to say, we haven't used it, have we? Or did we? Was there a train, some train thing?
I don't believe we have.
Yeah, not under your current agreement, but we have with Dakota Covington in the past.
Okay.
In South Sioux City. So. Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate your help.
Sure.
It's the way that I look at it, it's a pretty cheap insurance policy. Is what it is.
Yeah, and we have a great relationship with the fire departments in the district, and you know, we usually try to get together and work on some joint training or an exercise. And I was just talking to Dakota City Fire Chief about possibly in the spring doing a joint exercise with them, with our hazmat team and some of the surrounding departments. So,
yeah, good.
Okay, I need
it. I would move to approve this increase.
I'll second it. Moved by Commissioner Roddy to the increase up there. Seconded by Commissioner Biscay. Call roll, please.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
You bet.
Motion carried.
And then I'll go ahead and send it over to Joan, and then.
Yep.
Thank you, Jones.
I mean, we're way ahead of schedule, but
okay.
Thank you,
Jared.
Yeah,
we will.
All
right.
Thank you so much.
Board to approve an increase to base restricted funds for the additional 1%, $57,963.54, for the total increase in restricted funds on the amount of $202,872.39. We need a motion to accept the increase approval.
So we've done this, but we just have to make it. I get it. Okay, yes.
I'll second it.
Okay, yes. I'll make yes.
Well, motion. Did change in the amount?
Did it change in the amount?
No.
Oh.
It didn't change between the last motion.
Right.
Okay.
So who made the motion?
I did.
And who seconded it, Rick? Motion by Commissioner Scott and second Commissioner Biscay. Call roll, please.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, motion carry. Miscellaneous items. Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent, with a road report. Freddie.
September 27th to October 10th, 433 total hours of road maintenance.
Excuse me, real quick. We're just not looking at it. We got to table that.
No, we're not going to do it.
Okay, anything. All right, just my fault. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Scott, thank you.
When we get the
when
it's
drafted.
Okay. I just didn't. Okay. I'm with you.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's the first, isn't it?
Maybe that's happened before.
Thank you, John.
Okay.
There was a phone call from the M Avenue. They need.
Probably a road.
M Avenue.
Tell me.
Tons of aggregate. Sign repair, 17 hours, 13 and a half signs. Barricading, 4 hours, four barricades. Road concerns, 5. Grading Omaha Avenue, Eagle Drive, and Park Avenue. Gravel Moody R Avenue and Park Avenue. Probably been a few missed. A lot of minimum maintenance roads been getting hit during harvest, starting at harvest.
Any questions for Fred?
What have we done on Kennesaw, on the two?
I sent an email to Kim looking at our options. Probably be best to get with the road committee. One bid got threw out because of the bond. The other one is over cost of engineers. Whether we want to consult with the two bidders, rebid it, or do in-house with the county. But I have not discussed it with road committee or any other commissioner as yet.
Well, I had a guy stop me today. He called me today and wanted to know what we going to do about it because the bids are open.
I think we need to get the project done.
Okay.
And I think we need to talk to the bidders, and if they want to work it or do it or whatever, we need to get it done. Or rebid it.
Larry's told me informally that he would bow out if we give it to Billy.
What would it take to do in-house? Do we have the time? I mean, I know we're busy and we're always behind, but
I would hate to start it and then run into
a glitch of rain or whatever.
We got a couple other things I would like to also do
accomplish before winter.
Yes.
Well, the reason why I brought it up was because one of the contractors, he didn't say what one, I know who it was, but went and talked to Bill Wiseman about buying dirt from him already.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why I thought, well, maybe I better bring it up and see what's going on.
Because that's where it is right now.
If we negotiate between the contractors, and like Bill said, if the high-end bid that came in, which was Salvanesh's, if he bows out, can we take the low bidder and have him get the bond and everything?
Has that one been thrown out?
If
they haven't been thrown out yet. We just haven't accepted any.
Yes. We would be starting over.
Didn't he not perform the proper paperwork or something?
Yes,
I don't recall.
His bond bid is what the reason is got thrown out.
But didn't he not get the bond bid after that?
Correct.
He had it. He came through with it and got it, but it was too late.
As the time of the bids, which... That is why we're even discussing it now, is because that's what happened. The other bid, of course, was over the estimated costs of the engineer.
Right.
So what's the proper way to go about it? Then we got to rebid it then?
Yeah, what's the proper way we got
to
do it?
It was suggested to rebid it. That
probably is the best way.
They know.
Seems to be the cleanest way.
So let's do a two-week process then? We still got to do the two-week? Same scenario?
I talked to the contractor that had the low bid, and he said that he would rebid it at the same amount. So how's that fair? You know, someone could come in and bid it at the... And he said he would,
I know, with them open already.
It's kind of a tough call.
The proper way to do it would be talk to both contractors. And if the one contractor that isn't willing to go and come down to bid...
Let's get Dick and I and you together, and let's get with, we'll get with Larry, and as long as, obviously the other contractor has his bonds in place now, and I just don't think that I think there was a confusion there. I don't think it was a matter of...
Right. I think you're right.
The problem is we do a two-week bid again, and like I said, is it fair with the 20?
The snow's going to be flat.
Well, what I'm saying is...
Change in a hurry.
If we're going to do it, then do we have the authorization to go ahead with this, or we got to come back here at the board meeting?
I would say if you guys decide what needs to be done, do it. If you can get those contractors to come into agreement.
Because I was contacted today, and they'd sure like to get started on it.
Either that or we can do that. It takes two weeks to rebid, right? Advertise. It takes
2 weeks to advertise and put it back on the agenda.
The only thing we can do is do an emergency meeting again like we did last time.
But you'd still be at the regular meeting.
I pretty much.
Could we authorize the road committee to...
It's not on the agenda. What did you do last time? It's not on the agenda to take action.
Let the road committee, we'll get together, the three of us.
Let's get together and get it going or do something out there.
Figure it out.
We might give Kim a call before we make our final decision.
You guys are over the legal money. If you... to expend that, to fix that, because your, what was, $21,000 some odd dollars on, in change?
$21,000, $22,000, yeah.
Cleanest way to do it, guys, is to rebid it, and we need to get it going as quick as we can.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to be in violation of something, and we don't need that.
So. Now, can we do it, to rebid it? Can just the two guys that did it that time, is that?
No, you got to put it in the paper and advertise.
Okay.
The statute allows you to negotiate.
The statute does negotiate?
Right. Yes.
But can,
says it's all,
can you negotiate with just one? There's only really one, I don't know. I mean, if one's the only one that was done correctly.
Yeah, can we go to Larry and say, hey, can you do it for
20?
Can you do it for 22 or 21 or whatever Billy was at? Yes or no? If you can, great, get after it. If not, what, we'll rebid it. I mean, that,
you can do that. It's kind of dirty.
Well, it is kind of dirty.
Everything, no, it is kind of dirty. It's dirty.
Well, I understand that, but I'm just saying, we'll just get it back in the paper, Fred. Problem solved.
Yeah, that's
let's just do that.
Let's get it done.
I'm just trying to figure out a fast solution to get it done. Is all I'm trying to do. So. Because, like I said, this 90, 70-degree weather is going to change.
When is the next board meeting?
2 weeks, 26.
The 26th, so if we advertise now, it'll fall on the 26th.
It has to be advertised for 3 weeks for a road project.
There has to be a different, it ain't going to happen then, I guarantee it. You're going to be into November.
November 9th.
The 15th, the 22nd, and 29th, or the 23rd, 30th, and 5th. It's still looking at November 9th.
Yeah. How long would it take for you to do it in house to do that out there? You already got the culverts.
If everything went well in 3 to 4 days, a week.
Let's.
You mean we do it?
Yeah.
What? The road department. Yeah. Road.
I would just give. I'm just thinking if the guy has got all of his paperwork in order and it's just a glitch in his bond deal and he's got his bond and the paperwork and he's a low bidder, give it to him. That's my motion.
But then again, this is the problem with it.
Oh, it's not on the agenda.
It's on the agenda. But this is the problem with it. You just made the comment that we'd be in violation of something with Larry or something to rebid it, but he didn't have his. I think it would.
If we get in writing that the high bidder throws out his bid, will that work?
Yeah. In order to make a motion, we need to have a special meeting. You know, in order to.
Well, the only thing I just brought it up because to see what's going on with it. I was questioned today about it.
Mm-hmm. I might as well tell you right now. Okay, we'll just meet in a few days. And maybe on a special meeting. Let's figure it out.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
I think we're going to have to.
Why
don't these three guys meet, maybe with both contractors, and we'll have a special meeting.
Meet
are we
that
gonna
meet
meet
before the special meeting?
To rebid?
Yeah.
Going to meet to award it. If we can get them to negotiate, like the high bidder drop out. Bill said that Albanicious would give it up if they give it to B&D contractors, right. Low bidder.
We can't negotiate.
I'd like to find out either from the state if we can accept that low bid. You know, we have to throw it out completely and we can't accept it, or if we can. If we can, then we can negotiate with.
Well, you can't give it to Mr. Albanicious for his $36,000. No. He's got to take it at
$31,000 or $32,000. Was it $10,000 more?
Yeah.
We understand that because it's way over.
Yeah, we would not do that. No.
Well, you three guys iron her out.
You come up with a conclusion you want to meet, we'll just have a special meeting.
But we might get more contractors in now who know what another contractor bid if we open it back up.
Exactly.
It's a whole bucket of worms.
I'd like to stay with the two contractors and iron it out.
There you go.
Okay. So we'll get together. Get with it, take a night tomorrow, and we'll figure it out.
Give me a call with time, and we'll get together.
If you have to call
a
special meeting, you'll have to get a hold of Joan and get it put on the agenda.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get together. I got to run Jill to the doctor, but then I'll be available to lock him down.
Just give me a call one time.
Too pregnant
at the house.
No.
Whatever time you want it.
Okay.
Well, whatever fits in with you two gentlemen.
Let's get her going.
Okay. Thank you, Fred. Thank you.
This is almost as bad as the
ho-chunk. Yeah, that's as bad as ho-chunk.
Board approval for change and authorized signature for registered bids bank accounts. We need a motion to...
Ted was on there by himself, and yeah. I would like to put myself and Sheree on there.
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Rody and second by Commissioner Busquet. Authorized signature to register the deed. Call roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes. Commissioner Committee reports. If it is any, Sally Reiner going to give us an update the Cardinal Connection. Thank you, Sally, for coming. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
Both of you. Thank you.
Yes. Commissioner Gomez invited us to come and give you an update on what's going on with Dakota County Connections. Dakota County Connections brings together all entities who have an interest in the youth of Dakota County and their families, and we define youth as birth through 21. Our initial focus was early childhood, but we are rapidly growing and we are widening our scope. We are now a 501c3. We have our first employee, our coordinator, Joanne Gieselman. Oh, okay. And she's been with us every step of the way in this journey. And the strength of our organization lies in the fact that we gather together as a problem-solving team. And we consider you, the Board of Commissioners, as a very important part of our team, so we really appreciate that Commissioner Gomez has been there to represent you. We are now launching into a new focus, and which we're very excited about, and I wanted to let Joanne tell you about it. So.
Perfect. Thanks, Joanne.
Well, I'm going to be the lighter part of your agenda today, so I'm kind of excited to talk to you. I thought, ooh, this is a good follow-up to everything.
Thank you for coming.
Well, thank you. I am Joanne Gieselman. I am the new Dakota County Connections Coordinator, and I think she described Dakota County, Sally did, beautifully. One of the things I'd like to send around is our newest brochure, but as I do it, I'm almost laughing, because we are growing and changing so much all the time that it's almost, I'm going to update this about every month to keep it current. But it does reflect a lot on, and these are my business cards, so if you need to get hold of me, please feel free to grab one of those. They are changing so much, and this one reflects a lot on early childhood education, and it has a lot of our partners in there. But when I started, there were 75 members in Dakota County Connections. There now are 150 members in Dakota County Connections. And we have just an outstanding group of people who I've had the chance to be with from the very beginning. And this group of people started out as DCIT. You might have heard that, Dakota County Interagency Team. Thank you. And then they became Cardinal Connections, and now we're Dakota County Connections. And what we found out is if you put grant money towards something and just fix the problem, and then when the grant money goes away, the problem comes back, that's a problem, because then we had to keep regenerating and finding new grants. When we started realizing if we put grant money towards something and establish something that would keep going, then we could put that grant money toward other things and keep growing. So there's so much I could tell you about today, and I hope that you would have us back sometime, because I have a zillion avenues. But I've made some PowerPoints here for myself, just so I can make sure I stay on track. One of the things I want to thank you for today is just being here and letting me talk. But also, I want to talk a little bit about the board meeting we had about 2 weeks ago. And at this board meeting, we said, okay, we've really been focusing on early childhood and resiliency and getting those people going. But what happens to those kids that either weren't living here when we had all these programs growing or moved into our area? What happens to those kids? So we started looking at what is an authentic concern for Dakota County. And one of the things that we saw was that the rate of juvenile arrests, 0 to 18, in Dakota County is one of the highest in the state of Nebraska. And it's higher than the Nebraska average. So we said, all right, as a community, how can we come together and reduce that rate? So Dakota County Connections as a board adopted that as our goal, down the road to be able to reduce that rate together as a community. And that's why I'm here today, is to say there isn't a lot of specifics right now. I can tell you some things we're working on, and I'd like to touch on those briefly. One is that we're looking at after-school programming and working closely with Dr. Fisher when he was here. We're working with Boys and Girls, actually across the street, the Girls Inc. and Boys Club. We've been working with a lot of people to find quality after-school programming. We sent out a brochure or a questionnaire to our families in the community, Dakota County. We got 500 of them back telling us what they wanted for their children and families. Then I divided that down because we in Dakota County really believe that we want the parents' input. We want the family. We want to know what they want. So we had focus groups, and we had two different focus groups that met and said, okay, here's how we answered the survey questions, but we want to give you some more details on what we meant on those survey questions. So one of the bright things was that we came up with this huge list of things that the people of our communities really want to see for their children after school. But what it really came down to is they want a safe, healthy, educating, physically exhilarating place for their children to go after school. And so the second focus group that we also have going right now is one on getting kids out of gangs. And this is such a neat group. We're going to meet again tomorrow, and Scott has one of his police officers talking to our group tomorrow, because we've got kids in gangs, and I don't know if you realize this, but a lot of those kids in gangs are sweet, nice kids that got bullied, and they needed a place to go to be protected. And so what do? You join the gang that's protecting you. Only you get in there, and then you realize the horrible things that they ask you to do in a gang. And then these people have kids, and they do not want their kids to grow up like that. So they want to get out of the gang. But if any of you have tattoos, and I just want to warn you, to get one of those off, it's $900 a session, depending on how big they are. And it's a whole lot more painful to get it off than it ever was to get it on. So some of these kids that have these big tattoos on their heads, it takes 9 sessions at $900 a session to get those off. So our focus group is really working on how can we help these kids to find a safe place to get out of gangs, get these tattoos off, and go that direction. So those are just a couple of the ideas that we're working with to help our older youth in the groups that we're working with. Reducing the rate of juvenile arrests in our community is really our goal right now, and that's what we want to do. And I'm not here to take a lot of time. I just want to ask you to know what we're doing, that we're working in the whole community. We'd love to come alongside each one of you and have you as a part of Dakota County Connections. Thank you so much, Mr. Gomez, for coming and being part of what we're doing. It is an awesome work. The last thing I really would like to hand out to you is this map. It is that black spot. And that's what we're trying to do, is have a beautiful community. And I heard so many hearts here that want that. So we are Dakota County, right here, this little spot. We're black. And so we're really looking at reducing that. Down below are listed the sources so that you know. And I want you to know that I don't pull up one resource and say, oh, this says it. I pulled up a lot of resources that have said juvenile arrests in our county are high. And let's do something about it together. I thank you so much for your time, and I appreciate
it. Thank you, Joanne. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm not going to apologize, but I want to let you know, sometimes when I'm not at the meeting, not because I don't want to. My schedule is so busy. And this one is the reason that I asked Sally, to bring you along and come over and give us a statement and what the Dakota County Connection is doing, because I'm really impressed. The speakers that you bring, the things that I learned and meetings that I've been attend, this really impressed me a lot. And you girls doing what you're doing. And if you need any help first, don't ask for money, because everybody.
Yeah, I think I heard that.
anything we can do, just let us know, and we are here to help you out. And thank you for coming.
Thank you. Very interesting.
Thank you very much.
With that, any more community reports? Rick?
It's basically, it was with the fire department. Clint Raskin was here.
Okay.
Sunday, I went to their, they had a service for fallen firefighters over here at Dakota City. Mm-hmm. Lasted about an hour, and it was very nice. They said the names of the fallen firefighters, and it was just something they're going to do every year now. But it was they put it on real well. It was
attendance. There was
probably maybe 80 people there, I suppose.
Really?
Yeah, it was. And the South Sioux Fire Department, they came, put a ladder truck up, and yeah, it was very nice.
Good way to start. Any other committee reports? Okay, with that, Mellon Emergency Business. I don't think it's any. Public comments. Fred.
No. Blake, any comment? No. We'll see it in the paper on Wednesday.
With that,
I'd just like to say that,
yeah, go ahead.
This deal that we entered into, even though it's going to take some time to see any return, I think it's a great project, and I hope it comes to fruition faster than everybody else thinks it will, and that we get some return out of it.
Thank you.
It's got to bring contractors in here that are going to build buildings and house their equipment and
spend money.
It's got to generate revenue for everyone.
Good comment. Yep. Okay. Well, anything else? With that, meeting adjourned.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.